Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
We are gathered as Ainsdale community with Woodvale and other boroughs, and we welcome all those who have come from places further apart. Would you please turn and say hello to the people around you? Say hello to faces you do not know in the solidarity of our gathering. So, take a deep breath. This has been years in remembrance to this year. This has been intense in the last weeks and days. We stand proud in gratitude above all and in remembrance. We gather in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, and in the name of all that is best and beautiful in common humanity. And so, let us sing. As a nation, we remember. We remember and lament all the horrors and the costs, and we remember with gratitude. And in our first reading from the book of the Apocalypse, we remember with lamentation.
I gazed into the visions, and when the seal was opened, there rode out a horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth, so that men should slay one another. And behold, horror! There was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to earth. Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the generals and everyone fled for the caves, calling on the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us." And there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, which fell upon the earth. And a third of the earth was burnt up, and a third of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And many died of the water which had become bitter. And I heard an eagle cry out, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the teeth of all that is worst on the world and on humanity, what can we do but turn to God in prayer? Let us pray in lamentation for the horrors and catastrophes of the First World War, as necessary as it may have been. Lord God, have mercy. For the service men and women who died in the violence of that war, and all our nation's wars since then, each one remembered by and known to God.
Lord God, have mercy.
For all those who suffered the loss of loved ones, family members, colleagues, for the legacy of grief and tragic bereavement.
Lord God, have mercy.
We give thanks for the courage, sacrifice, and endurance of Armageddon and the nation's unity in opposing tyranny.
Lord God, we give thanks.
For peacemakers and peacekeepers who have sought to avoid war in the century since the war to end all wars.
Lord God, we give thanks.
For the life of faith through Christianity and other religion in our country, for Her Majesty the Queen and all good government.
Lord God, we give thanks.
And so we sing. Before the official silence, for your own memories, for the memories in your family, for the memories of our nation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. It is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
When you go home, think of them and say, for your tomorrows, we gave our today.
Any families or relatives who wish to lay wreaths inside, please come forward now. So we sing. and move to hope. Scriptures, the promise of God among us.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling of God is with humanity. God will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God will be with them. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without price from the fountain of the water of life. In the holy city, Jerusalem, come down out of heaven from God, I saw the glory of God, its radiance as clear as crystal. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God is its light, and the lamp is the Lamb. By its light shall the nations walk, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. And night shall be no more. They need no light of lamp or sun. For the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign with God for ever and ever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May our remembrance lead us to hope. In the midst of so much evil and horror, human weakness, we remember such courage, heroism, and people going far beyond what they thought was possible of them in service of freedom, their country, and each other in comradeship. May this be a day of light. May we believe the promise that God dwells amongst us. May we learn to let God's light take us beyond what we would have thought possible of ourselves, of each other, of our country, of humanity. We can believe, if we dare, that God's glory lives in heaven and earth. And so, as best you can, let us join in the praise of God with the Holy Holy. To each other, in humanity, in family, in our nation, and in our faith. And so we sing. Let us strive for all that makes peace.
God, give us peace.
Let us strive to heal the wounds of war.
God, give us peace.
Let us work for a just future for all humanity.
God, give us peace.
Let us commit ourselves to serve life deeply as more than ourselves.
God, give us peace.
Let us commit ourselves to responsible living, generous service, and welcome of victims of war and outrage.
God, give us peace.
Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people, and may we live lives of justice, courage, and mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Would you please turn to the declaration and prayer on the back page, on the back cover. Let us dare to say together, lead us from death to life, from falsehood to truth.
Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust.
Lead us from hate to love, from war to peace.
Let peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe. Peace, peace, peace.
Would you please try, if you can, to have one hand empty, and down beside your body, clench your fist. Feel the tension and clench your fist. Who would not feel tension and outrage at such evil and horrors as the past World War, World War II, and others? Feel the pain of clenching your fist and dare deliberately, slowly, to decide to release the tension and open your hand and relax your fingers. And with empty hands, let us find ways to transform our hurt, anger, and outrage, our fear and judgment, into ways of peace and love and hope. The peace of God be with you always.
And also with you.
Please turn to people around you, and with this sign of peace, shake hands with each other. Let us make a sign of peace here, with empty hands and full heart. And so we sing the last two verses of Abide With Me. Forces did in the Albert Hall last night. Three cheers for Her Majesty the Queen. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
God bless. Have a good day. Please, Please accept the invitation as you can to continue our time together and this remembrance. Come over to the Methodist Church where there's tea and coffee and always a lovely welcome. And you can go into the church where the display is very impressive. You can write in the book and say a prayer if you wish. Come to the centre where there's an exhibition of Tony's artwork commemorating the remembrance and all that we have shared. Good day. God bless and thank you.